peace be unto you, brothers and sisters. It's good for us to be alive, alert, and active, for it is in the Lord Jesus Christ we live, move, and have our being. It is the Lord who has navigated our niches and allowed us the privilege of being participatory in this place of praise once again. God is good, and He's worthy to be praised. Certainly we thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. This is a blessed day.
Amen.
First day of the week. The Lord has allowed us to see it, to participate in it, to praise His holy name. Certainly we thank Him. We give God thanks for these preachers and persons, Reverend McCoy, Reverend Mims, Reverend Skipper, Reverend Van, and to our women who have devoted us. We thank God for your discipline and duty in leading us in devotion. And this male chorus, come on, bless God for them. Amen. My God, my God. The musicians, environmental safety team, deacon trustees, to all of you, my Father's children, it's good for us to be here. Psalm 112. I feel good every time I think of Jesus. I feel good. Glory, glory. Psalms 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there riseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, and shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Look at someone, if you will, and say, praise ye the Lord. Look at another one, if you will, and say, praise ye the Lord. Help me shout at the virtual audience, if you will, and say, praise ye the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise ye the Lord. Cultivating a thankful heart. Cultivating a thankful heart. Developing a thankful heart. Psalms 112 is the second of the Hallel Psalms. The Hallel Psalms are psalms of praise. Hallelujah Psalms. Verse 1, a clause says, praise the Lord. The word Lord, capital L-O-R-D, is Jehovah, the uncaused God. God who is above all and all is beneath him. Not just a God, but the God. The psalmist, he calls attention of the people of God to the goodness of God for the purpose of praising God. God is good. God is good. God is good. All the time, God is good, and God is good all the time. Hallelujah means to get excited about what God provides, what God gives to protect, and how God empowers. Hallelujah is to lift the name of God, to give him the praise he deserves for what he has done, for what he is doing, and for what he is going to do. The psalm calls the congregation together for worship. In other words, all saints were called together to sing Psalms 112 unto the Lord for what he had done for them. Since Psalms 112 is a continuation of Psalms 111, on last week we discovered in Psalm 111 that God, in his providential care for Israel, led them through the wilderness. And while he was leading them through the wilderness, he provided for them. God is no respecter period, no respecter person. God does the same for us. It is God who led us through seen and unseen dangers. It is God who has led us over mountains and through many valleys. It is God who put bread on the table, put clothes in our closet, put shoes in our closet. It is God who woke us up this morning. If you think you are here because of your own strength and your own sophistication, you are sadly mistaken. It was nobody but the Lord who brought you to where you are. We owe God praise because God is no respecter period, and God is no respecter person. I'm waiting on you to catch up with me. I'm waiting on you to give God the praise he deserves. If you know it was nobody but God who brought you to where you are now, you ought to give God some praise. It is God who brought Israel out. It is God who brought us out. It is God who redeemed Israel, and it is God who redeemed us. Psalms 112 continues the theme and the tempo and tenor of 111. In Psalm 111, verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalms 112 verse 1 says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandment. Psalms 111 ends with fearing the Lord, and how fearing the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But Psalms 112 begins with fearing the Lord. In that Psalms 112 denotes an attitude of fear toward the Lord and living life according to his commandments. The word fear, Yahweh in Hebrew, which means to fear morally, to revere, to admire, to respect, to worship, be in awe, to hold in high regard. to fear God is to have philia, reverence for God. The word fear means to have awe and respect, to hold God in high regard. So to fear the Lord is conjoined with love and hope. If you fear God, you love God, you have hope in God. Psalms 147:11, the Lord delights in those who fear Him, who put their hope in His unfailing love. Reverent fear is not a slavish dread. Reverent fear is not a fear a slave has toward his master. This reverent fear for the Lord is awe and respect for God. You ought to have awe and respect for God, not only in the house of God, but in your house. Not only in the house of God and in your house, everywhere you go, you ought to have reverence and awe for God. Hebrews 12:28-29 say, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. The psalmist says, praise ye the Lord. All who fear the Lord delights greatly in the Lord's commandments. The word delight means to take pleasure in, desire, favor, be pleased with. Matthew Henry said, his delight is not only in God's promises, but in God's precepts, and thinks himself happy under God's government as well as God's favor. Let me say that again. Matthew Henry said his delight is not only in God's promises, but in God's precepts, and thinks himself happy under God's government as well as God's favor. It is pleasurable for a God-fearing man to search the word of God and get happy. It is delightful for a God-fearing man to read the word of God and get happy. It is delightful for a man of God who fears God to meditate on the word of God and get happy, to talk about the word of God and get happy. Matter of fact, it is delightful for a person to even talk on God and get happy. Listen, every now and then when you are in a conversation about the goodness of the Lord, you ought to lose yourself in God's goodness. God is so good, we don't have words to even explain His goodness. You ought to get happy when you think of the goodness of the Lord and all He's done for you. You ought to get happy. It is delightful for, it is pleasurable for a God-fearing person to think on the Word of God, to read the Word of God, to meditate on the Word of God, and find delight in the Word of God. It is the psalmist David in Psalm 1:1-2. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law he does meditate day and night. Look at somebody and say, get in the word. Psalm 119:16, I will delight in thy statutes. I will not forget your word. Look at somebody and say, get in the word. Psalm 119:24, my decrees are my delight and my counsel. Look at somebody and say, get in the word. Psalm 119:70, their hearts are hard and insensitive, but I delight in your statutes. Look at somebody and tell them, get in the word. Psalm 119:77, may your compassion come to me so that I may live, for your instruction
is my delight. Over and over again, we are to get in the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Meditation is like a dry sponge set in a container of water. When you meditate on the Word of God, you soak up the Word of God. You become a sponge full of His Word. You need the Word of God because there's no telling what you are going to face in your life. You need the Word of God. You need to focus on the Word of God. If you fear God, the psalmist says that you will meditate on the Word of God. And there's delight in meditating. You don't have a problem coming to Bible study when you fear God. You don't have a problem coming to Sunday school. You don't have a problem coming to church on a regular basis. Matter of fact, every time the church doors open, you ought to find your spot in the house of God because you delight in the Word of God. Here's the key. When you delight in the Word of God, you discover some things about God that causes you to praise God. Here's the first thing. Verse 2. You should praise God for the blessings you and your family receive from the Lord. Verse 2 says, His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. His seed, His descendants, the descendants of all who fear the Lord and delight in the word of the Lord shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Mighty children. God is not only blessing you, but He will bless your children to be mighty in the earth. Now, in other words, the parents, the children of God-fearing parents will be champions, warriors, powerful, valiant, brave, strong men and women of God in the earth. They will be ready for serious duties, for responsible positions, for offices of trust. It is the children of the fearful who are most likely to rise to power and honor. He says, not only will He bless you because you are fearing Him and you are delighting in His word, but God will bless your children. Let me pause parenthetically to say to you, the children of the fearful are being mighty. They will be brave. They will be valiant. They will be champions and powerful. But it is not automatic. This verse 2 means that if the children travel the same path as the parent, that if the parents follow after God and they are upright, and if the children follow in the footsteps of the parents, they will be mighty in the earth. But if they choose another path, if they choose a different path, in choosing a different path, they will experience a different consequence. Not automatic. That's why we have to teach our children. And teach our children some more. We have to teach them when they rise up in the morning. We have to teach them along the way. We have to teach them when they lay down at night. And then the process starts all over again when they get up in the morning and when they go along the way and when they lay down at night, because you want your children blessed. The Lord will bless you and will bless your descendants. Here it is. He uses this word generation. But this word generation doesn't mean lineage. It means lifetime, lifespan, the cycle of your life. So the righteous, the upright is blessed in his life. Aren't you glad God is not like some people that will bless you and then later cut you off? No, what God will do is he will bless you for your lifetime. He doesn't bless you just a period of your lifetime. He will bless you your lifetime. He'll bless you when you're young. He'll bless you when you're middle-aged. He'll bless you in your senior years. God will bless you for a lifetime. He will bless your children. He will bless your life. In verse 3, the psalmist says, the upright is blessed. His wealth and riches shall be in his house. The fearful man has the Lord in his heart. And because the Lord is in his heart, God has blessings in his house. Y'all just missed it. Let me say that again. The fearful man has God in his heart. And because God is in his heart, God has blessings in his house. Oh, y'all still didn't get it. Let me say that again. The fearful man has God in his heart. And because God is in his heart, God has blessings in his house. Let me see. Can I explain to you? Listen, God has no problem with you having wealth and riches, but he has a problem when wealth and riches have a hold of you. But listen, when you have a hold of wealth and riches because you got God in your heart, God will keep some in your house. Listen, God wants you blessed. Come here, Obed-Edom. You remember when David was moving the Ark of God, Ark of Covenant into Jerusalem, and the oxen stumbled and they messed around and touched the Ark and it struck the servant dead. But God moved, David moved the Ark into Obed-Edom's house for 3 months. Because the ark of God was in the house of Obed-Edom. The Obed-Edom's house was blessed. Listen, I'm here to tell you that now you don't have to put God just in your house when you got God in your heart. Somebody here ought to be a witness. When you got God in your heart, God will put blessings in your house. And I thank God that the ark don't have to stay 3 months. The ark is in my heart. God is in my heart for a lifetime. And because God is in my heart for a lifetime, he has the blessings of his hand in my house for a lifetime. He doesn't have a problem with you having wealth and riches, but the worshiping of wealth and riches is forbidden. But when you got God on the inside, God will bless you real good. You ought to praise God for what he's doing for you and your family. But secondly, you should praise God because he gives light in darkness. Brothers and sisters, in this life, darkness is all around. Not physical darkness, but spiritual darkness. Wickedness and sin is all around. But listen, God gives light to those who are in darkness. We live in a dark world. We live in an evil world. And if Satan had his way, we would live in total darkness forever. But thanks be to God. Because God brings light to us in our darkness. I hear John in John chapter 1 verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness. Listen, darkness can't put out light, but light can put out darkness. When you go into a dark room, hit the switch. The darkness can't choke out the light, but the light can choke out the darkness. Aren't you glad that Jesus came your way when your life was dark? When you was living on a dark path, when you was traveling a dark road, the Lord came into your life and light shine in your darkness. Is there anybody here glad to be saved? That you saved and you know you saved because light is in your life. This light that He gives us expels inner darkness of fear. The psalmist said in Psalm 27 verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord gives His word to guide us as His light. Psalm 119 verse 105, God's word is a lantern unto my feet and a light upon my pathway. Oh, He gives us light. You ought to praise Him for His light. You ought to praise Him for what He has done and doing for you and your family. But you ought to praise Him because He has blessed you to be a blessing to others. I told y'all a few years ago, I was working in this ministry called Casserole Kitchen. And I was taking out the garbage after the ladies had fed the homeless. And while I was on my way back from the dumpster, after throwing away the garbage, it dawned on me what side of the table I was on. It could have been me on the side of the table being fed. But instead, God had blessed me to feed somebody. Listen, when you think about where God has you, it could be you under the bridge sleep. It could be you on the side of a road on some big sleep. It could be you homeless. It could be you on drugs. It could be you prostituting your body. But thanks be to God that God has blessed you to be a blessing to somebody else. He says that we are blessed of God to show favor and lend. The word show favor means to bend or stoop in kindness. It's to reach down to pick another up. It is the picture of the Good Samaritan that saw the man on the side of the road, beaten and left for half dead. He not only looked upon him, but he stooped down and picked him up. It's the picture of God and how God deals with us. You do know God is above all, and all is beneath Him. But God will reach. He will reach way down and pick us up. And not only will He pick us up, but He'll turn us around and plant our feet on solid ground. Somebody here ought to be a witness what God is doing in your life. He's expecting you to do it in somebody else's life. He blesses us to be a blessing. Amen. Amen. Not only does God bless us to be a blessing, not only does God keep us in the midst of life dangers, not only does God keep us settled in darkness, but I thank God that He secures us and we are never shaken by evil circumstances. Verse 6, surely He will not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. But then in verses 7 and 8, the God-fearing man does not fear bad news. Turn on the television. Bad news. Pick up the hello bad news. Run into a friend or loved one. Bad news. But the righteous, the God-fearing man, does not fear bad news. He is confident in the Lord God Almighty. Listen, as I go to my seat, we are confident in the Lord because God blesses us in the presence of our enemies. It's the word of David in Psalms 23, verse 5. The Lord prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil, and our cup run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. If you want to make some people mad, if you want people to hate on you, you need to live right and live good. You ought to help me close this sermon by looking at somebody and tell them, if you want to upset some folk, if you want them mad and hating on you, live right and live good. Listen, go ahead and get another neighbor that's not afraid to talk back to you and tell them, if you want to make some folks upset, and if you want to make some folk mad and hate on you, you need to live right and live good. If you live right and live good, the good God will put some blessings in your house. And the more He bless you, the more enemies you'll discover. Because as God lifts you, Satan is going to bring you down. Thank God for Jesus, because when Jesus came, He defeated Satan. He defeated Satan on a hill called Calvary. He defeated Satan when they nailed His hands and riveted His feet. He defeated Satan when they put a crown of thorns on His head. He defeated Satan when He put His back to the cross, and His nails, His feet were nailed, and His hands were nailed. And when He was lifted between the two beams, that was not a picture of defeat. It was a picture of victory. You ought to high five your neighbor and say, neighbor, it wasn't defeat. It was victory in Jesus. I got victory in Jesus. You ought to help me say it. I got victory in Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. He was on that cross for 6 long hours. He died on that cross. But I thank God it still wasn't defeat. It was victory in Jesus. They put His lifeless body in a borrowed tomb. It wasn't defeat. It's victory in Jesus. He was put in the tomb all night Friday, all Saturday morning, and all Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, your Lord and my Savior got up out of the grave with all powers in His hand. It wasn't defeat, it was victory. You ought to stand on your feet and give God a hallelujah praise. You ought to open your mouth and tell Him thank you for what He has done. You ought to tell Him thank you for what He's doing right now. Tell Him thank you for what He is going to do. Let me ask you my question, and then I'm going to my seat. Ain't the Lord all right? if you know he's all right, let me hear you say yeah. Psalm 112. You bless him. Because when we fear him and delight in his word, we discover aspects about him that stir us to praise. Listen, the more you get in the word, the closer you get to God. And the closer you get, the more blessed you'll be. When you get in the word of God, you discover that it is God who's blessing you in your house. And the good news is, nothing and no one can do anything about it. Let folks hate all they want, but don't you stop living blessed. Don't you stop praising God because you got enemies. Listen, the more he blesses you, the more people will be surfaced and revealed in your life as hating you and despising the hand of God in your life. But you're not living for folks. You're living for the Lord. Listen. I told you this. You're walking marquees. You're walking signboards. You have the message of God on your life. You know, some people think they're blessed because they're poor and pitiful. But God doesn't have a problem with you having wealth and riches, because he wants to use you to bless others. Listen, I pray every day, Lord, bless my life so I can be your hands, your feet. Lord, where there are needs, I can help meet needs. And listen, the more you give, the more he'll give to you. That's why for this Christmas season, I give, and I challenge you to give. Amen. To people who are in need. Because the Bible says, the upright lendeth. He shows favor and he lends. Remember that word. Or the word show favor means to be in a stoop in kindness. Don't you keep driving by those people who are in need. And let it be on them. I say to you, you give them what you can stand to lose, even if they're playing games. Let it be on them. But God is witnessing what you are doing. He didn't call you to be a detective. He didn't call you to be an investigator. But he did call you to be a giver. He blesses our house so we can bless others. And he says this blessing will be upon the children if the children chooses the path of righteousness. He says we'll walk in darkness. I walk in light, excuse me, and not in darkness. I was reading a book a few years ago by Blackaby. And he said in that book, memorization of scripture is like having lights with you all the time. He says, if you remember 10 scriptures, or memorize 10 scriptures, 10 verses, it's like walking around with a flashlight. But if you memorize 100, it's like sitting in a car with the headlights on. on the dark road. But if you can memorize 1,000 verses, it's like sitting in a stadium with all of the lights on all the time. God lights our path when we fear Him and when we delight in His Word. And lastly, He blesses us in the presence of our enemies. Listen, He wants all who are on the other side to know He's God and He's good. He blesses us in the presence of our enemies. Not that we taunt and make fun of our enemies, but they may see the goodness of the Lord and be converted to His way. Everywhere you go, you showcase God. Everywhere you go, you showcase God. You have God all over you because God is in you. Everywhere you go, you showcase God. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. If you're here and you're not saved, come. Give the Lord your life while the blood is running warm in your vein. You can be saved by simply believing in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God. He came and died on that cross for our sin. Raised the third day. You can believe that in your heart and confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth. The Bible says thou shalt be saved. Secondly, if you're here and you need a church home and the Lord has laid New Bethlehem Baptist Church on your heart, come, 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 come. Thirdly, if you're here and you're backslidden, come on, the Lord will restore you. Come on, come on, come on, bless you. Come on, come on, come on, the doors, the doors. Bless you today. Come on. Come on, the doors.
I lift
the doors, the doors.
My hands in praise.
Come on, come on, come on. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. Come on.
Praise who I am. I will praise Him all again. I bless Him at all times. I bow to praise You through the good and the bad. I'll praise You whether I
have one candidate for baptism, Sister Kelly. Come on, bless the Lord. And we have one by Christian experience, Sister Malone. Amen. That means you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you can believe in your heart that the Lord God sent His Son to die in your place for your good, that means that you were a sinner, you couldn't save yourself. But you can accept salvation by simply accepting the work of Christ. Do you believe Jesus Christ came to die in your place for your salvation? Amen. Can you say with your mouth, the Lord Jesus is the Lord of my life? Amen. Father in heaven, we thank You for this dear soul that has come to You. We pray, Father, by the power of Your word, working of Your Holy Spirit, Lord, that she be converted Lord, converted, made anew. She will walk in newness, walk in the likeness of Christ, live, Lord, in His image. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done in her life, given her courage to come. And we ask, O Lord, that you forgive her of her sin and cleanse her from all unrighteousness. Lord, be with her from this day forward for the rest of her life. And I pray that she grow in you. Lord, she grow strong in you for your glory and her good. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You have already accepted Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, and you just want to be a member of this church. Amen. We will receive you. You have orientation, and we'll give Sister Hubbard your information. And what we'll do is take you through orientation. Afterwards, we will welcome you into the family as a full-fledged member of this church. Amen. Bless you. All hearts and minds clear. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank you for what we have experienced in this place. Truly, your God in the midst of us. Lord, thank you for touching us and giving us your word. Now, Father, as we leave this place, remember your divine presence. We pray for your love and joy and peace, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, that all will rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forever. In Jesus' name, we ask it all, and every heart say amen. Amen.